In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
One of the biggest lies that people try to sell you in life, and it doesn't matter if it's business, sports, your personal life, titles matter. You go to LinkedIn and you see all of these bots on LinkedIn and basically pushing this narrative. Well, it doesn't matter what your title is. You should be a leader. It's important to show leadership skills. And in every organization, there are individuals who lead by example, but they don't have the title. You should lead even though you don't have titles. And there's a lot of truth to that. Everybody, I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're Elon Musk, if you're the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, or one of those type of people that have travel to Mars money. You should always be looking to get better if you're leading people and grow, understand feedback, build emotional intelligence. Those are skills that everyone needs, especially me. I'm preaching to myself. But the concept that titles don't matter is just a flat out lie. If your title, just in your job, if you're in management and you have the title, that means that you're getting compensated for your leadership, right? So if you are not in management and you're leading a team of people and not getting paid, not getting compensated, not in the annual bonus structure at your company, then you're actually providing a service for free. There's a difference between being a manager and being a director. There's a difference between being a director and being a vice president. There's a difference between being a vice president and being a senior vice president or a C-suite officer. Don't fall into that trap that I've got to put in work that's several skip titles above me, but not be compensated for it. Because I know what executives make. I know what their bonus structure is. I know what the perks are. I've said over and over again on this show, people that are in high level executive roles, they get a car allowance. They get like $2,000 a month for car allowance. So that beautiful big body Benz that your boss is pushing, that car is at many organizations because they have a car allowance to buy that. They're leasing that car. They're not paying for that car. So you're out here struggling to pay the note on your Honda Accord. They're getting a $2,000 monthly car bonus that they can just go and lease a car to lease whatever they want. If you have country club membership, that's a part of your perks and your package. Well, guess what? If you have a country club membership and you're one of those people that get to fly first class, or you're the first person on a plane at Southwest, guess who you're meeting? Other rich mother bleepers. If you have access to the skybox and you have access to the floor seats at your company, you're sitting next to people who are multimillionaires. I remember being in a skybox at a game. And I'm sitting in between these two very well-dressed, middle-aged gentlemen of Caucasian descent. And they were just, you know, talking about, not in a braggadocio way, but just talking about some of their investments and some of their investments in real estate. And then, you know, they turn to me and say, "Hey, James, you know, what are you investing in?" And I tried to come up with a reasonable answer. But the truth was, I was just like, "Man, I just paid off my student loans, bro. I'm glad that I'm not getting hit for $432 per month for my student loan. I'm celebrating that. I'm just glad that I'm able to get patio furniture. I'm not even thinking about investing in a condo in Hawaii." But titles matter, and it matters in the NFL. I'm not going to talk about Shadur over and over and over again. I'm tired of it because everybody's talking about it. But I'm a little bit concerned him being drafted in the fifth round, not because his talent scares me. He got to go through Dylan Gabriel to make the team. You know that Flacco is going to probably be the starter for the Browns. You think that Kenny Pickett, and as bad as Kenny Pickett is, he's a quarterback that has started, I don't know, roughly 30 games in the NFL. He's better than Shadur Sanders today. So I don't see him unseating either of those two. So to get on the roster, he's fighting with Dylan Gabriel for that third roster spot at QB. Maybe he'll dress, maybe he won't. But Dylan Gabriel is drafted higher. And at your job, if someone has a better title than you, that means that there's more of an investment made in that person than you. In your personal life, if someone at your church or whatever, someone is the choir director, the minister of music, well, then their opinion means more than your opinion as a singer. And some people get into these little groups and cliques, and it could be your frat. It could be whatever your social circle is. Titles matter. I was the president of my class in high school. Because of that, that was half of a full ride for college scholarship. And I lost the scholarship acting like a jackass. But I got paid. I got a lot of money because I was the president of my class in high school. I wouldn't have gotten that money if I was the parliamentarian of my school in high school. As big as Shadur, as I wrap up the segment, I don't know what Jeff Ulbrich's son was thinking, and I know that there are people that are going completely racial with this, and I'm not one of those people. There are a lot of prank calls made in the NFL draft, and it happens every year. People are prank called in the NFL draft. Their cell phone is leaked. Their information gets out. Some Yahoo prank calls them and says that, hey, you know, this is James Lewis, GM of the Indianapolis Colts. We would love to draft you with the 91st pick. Would you like to come to Indy and play middle linebacker for us? And then it's like, nah, psych. And that happens, but I don't think that's ever happened for Jeff Ulbrich's son, Jeff Ulbrich, defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, for his son to get access. And I don't think there's a conspiracy. I've seen people online saying it's a conspiracy, it's racial hate, it's part of the hazing process for Shadur because he's brash, because he has a Bentley, because he has money, all of that stuff, yada, yada, yada. I don't know if it's that or not. It only takes one spanky to do something stupid. But I just wonder, because Jeff Ulbrich was fined $100,000. And the Falcons were fined $250,000. And I'm just curious, I want to be a fly on the wall during the arse whooping that ensued. Anytime, look, if I had got my dad rung up for 100 G's, I guarantee you, this kid's 19, 20, something like that. I guarantee you, my dad would have taken his belt to my hind parts, even at age 20. I think at 20 years old, I was 6 feet tall, about 220 pounds, about the same size that I am now. My dad would have taken a belt to my hind parts. That would have been an arse-kicking fiesta. I just wonder how that conversation went. Like, hey, Dad. Because, you know, the Falcons having to cough up 250, if you don't think that they pass the non-savings down to the Ulbrich family, so you basically lost your dad 350 large. Like, talking about bleeping up your father's bag, fumbling the bag. I just wish that I could be in that room. Like, I hope I'm not a person that perpetuates and supports violence, but I hope that Jeff Ulbrich absolutely manhandled and obliterated his son. Sometimes in life, you need to know that your father will still get the drop on you. And he'll still give you those hands. He'll put them paws on you. Mother or father. I said something smart to my mother. My dad never put his hands on me. Maybe once. I tried to swell up on my dad once. And that ended up very, very poorly for me. I think I was maybe about 20-ish. And that was a bad decision. It wasn't anything with my dad. I was about to get in a fight with somebody else. And my dad tried to stop me. I tried to push my dad out the way. And that was the last time that I ever tried to put my hands on my father. That was just a very bad idea. It ended badly for me. But even my mom, my late mother, I said something smart to my mom. It was maybe 6-7 years ago. I was 40 or 39. And I said something smart to my mom. And I walked around the corner to the kitchen to get something to drink. I walked back to that corner. My mom was still waiting for me. She punched me right in the chest. And that's the type of treatment I hope that young Ulbrich got for blowing his father's back. We'll be back. More of the Landshade Radio Network.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Landshade Radio Network.
Paragon 7 studios.
Get into the negativity. I'm not going to call anybody out personally. I'm just not going to go there. That doesn't benefit me. It doesn't benefit my sponsors. But somebody asked, hey, as you're growing your radio empire, are you going to come after or are you going to put any negative content calling people out specifically for stealing your ideas and trying to act as if your ideas are their own? And not trying to bring you in as a partner, but just, you know, more or less scribbling their names over your name.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
How would I compete with someone that's like 100 steps below me? That doesn't make any sense. That's hustling backwards. That's a waste of my time. I mean, I've never seen the JV team pick on the varsity team when I was in high school. I'm not worried about JV team.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's your boy Rampage. Salute to all my family, friends, and fans live from vacation. You know, I'm island to island. I want everybody to check out my radio show on iHeartRadio for free. Mix Show Madness Radio Podcast. Also, check me out on Apple Music, Amazon Music. Mix Show Madness Radio Podcast. You never know what I might play. Live from vacation, island to island, Mix Show Madness. Tap into my radio show right now. Yep.